The Savior from the Dark. Is it not evident that what the body's eyes perceive fills you with fear? Perhaps you think you find a hope of satisfaction there. Perhaps you fancy to attain some peace and satisfaction in the world as you perceive it. Yet it must be evident the outcome does not change. Despite your hopes and fancies, always does despair result. And there is no exception, nor will there ever be. The only value that the past can hold is that you learn it gave you no rewards which you would want to keep. For only thus will you be willing to relinquish it and have it gone forever. Is it not strange that you should cherish still some hope of satisfaction from the world you see? In no respect, at any time or place, has anything but fear and guilt been your reward. How long is needed for you to realize the chance of change in this respect is hardly worth delaying change that might result in better outcome. For one thing is sure, the way you see, and long have seen, gives no support to base your future hopes and no suggestions of success at all. To place your hopes where no hope lies must make you hopeless. Yet, is this hopelessness your choice, while you would seek for hope where none is ever found? Is it not also true that you have found some hope apart from this, some glimmering, inconstant, wavering, yet dimly seen, that hopefulness is warranted on grounds that you are not in this world? And yet, your hope that they may still be here prevents you still from giving up the hopeless and unrewarding task you set yourself. Can it make sense to hold the fixed belief that there is reason to uphold pursuit of what has always failed, on grounds that it will suddenly succeed and bring what it has never brought before? Its past has failed. Be glad that it is gone within your mind to darken what is there. Take not the form for content, for the form is but a means for content, and the frame is but a means to hold the picture up so that it can be seen. A frame that hides the picture has no purpose. It cannot be a frame if it is what you see. Without the picture is the frame without its meaning. Its purpose is to set the picture off and not itself. Who hangs an empty frame upon a wall and stands before it, deep in reverence, as if a masterpiece were there to see? Yet, if you see your brother as a body, it is but this you do. The masterpiece that God has set within this frame is all there is to see. The body holds it for a while without obscuring it in any way. Yet what God has created needs no frame, for what he has created he supports and frames within himself. His masterpiece he offers you to see. And would you rather see the frame instead of this, and see the picture not at all? The Holy Spirit is the frame God set around the part of him that you would see as separate. Yet its frame is joined to its Creator, one with him and with his masterpiece. This is its purpose, and you do not make the frame into the picture when you choose to see it in its place. The frame that God has given it but serves his purpose, not yours apart from his. It is your separate purpose that obscures the picture and cherishes the frame instead of it. Yet God has set his masterpiece within a frame that will endure forever when yours has crumbled into dust. But think you not the picture is destroyed in any way. What God creates is safe from all corruption, unchanged, and perfect in eternity. Accept God's frame instead of yours, and you will see the masterpiece. Look at its loveliness, and understand the mind that thought it, not in flesh and bones, but in a frame as lovely as itself. Its holiness lights up the sinlessness the frame of darkness hides, and casts a veil of light across the picture's face, which but reflects the light that shines from it to its creator. Think not this face was ever darkened because you saw it in a frame of death. God kept it safe that you might look on it and see the holiness that he has given it. Within the darkness, see the Savior from the dark, and understand your brother as his Father's mind shows him to you. He will step forth from darkness as you look on him, and you will see the dark no more. The darkness touched him not, nor you who brought him forth for you to look upon. His sinlessness but pictures yours. His gentleness becomes your strength, and both will gladly look within and see the holiness that must be there because of what you looked upon in him. He is the frame in which your holiness is set, and what God gave him must be given you. However much he overlooks the masterpiece in him and sees only a frame of darkness, it is still your only function to behold in him what he sees not. And in this seeing is the vision shared that looks on Christ instead of seeing death. How could the Lord of heaven not be glad if you appreciate his masterpiece? What could he do but offer thanks to you who love his Son as he does? Would he not make known to you his love if you but share his praise of what he loves? God cherishes creation as the perfect Father that he is. And so his joy is made complete when any part of him joins in his praise to share his joy. This brother is his perfect gift to you. And he is glad and thankful when you thank his perfect Son for being what he is. And all his thanks and gladness shine on you who would complete his joy along with him. And thus is yours completed. Not one ray of darkness can be seen by those who will to make their Father's happiness complete, and theirs along with his. The gratitude of God himself is freely offered to everyone who shares his purpose. It is not his will to be alone, and neither is it yours. Forgive your brother, and you cannot separate yourself from him nor from his Father. You need no forgiveness, for the holy pure have never sinned. Give then what he has given you, that you may see his Son as one, and thank his Father as he thanks you. Nor believe that all his praise is given not to you. For what you give is his, and giving it, you learn to understand his gift to you. And give the Holy Spirit what he offers unto the Father and the Son alike. Nothing has power over you except his will and yours, which but extends his will. It was for this you were created, and your brother with you, and at one with you. You and your brother are the same as God himself is one, and not divided in his will. And you must have one purpose, since he gave the same to both of you. His will is brought together as you join in will, that you be made complete by offering completion to your brother. See not in him the sinfulness he sees, but give him honor, that you may esteem yourself and him. To you and your brother is given the power of salvation, that escape from darkness into light be yours to share, that you may see as one what never has been separate nor apart from all God's love as given equally.